Now, Clarity from Chaos on TalkZone.com, the show that focuses on the innovative solutions to today's issues. Here's your host, Dave Campbell.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Clarity from Chaos. If you'd like to join the show, the toll-free number is 1-888-GO-FOR-IT or 1-888-463-6748. We've got a terrific show lined up for you today. My good friend, Dr. Joanne White, will be on after the first break talking about a new system that she's put together that I think you'll be extremely interested in. Last week I did a show, and we talked about during the show celebration. So, you know, I've been giving it a lot of thought, and I'd like to share with you something. And when I get done talking about it, then we can kind of explore what I'm thinking about. The Holocaust, the systematic annihilation of 6 million Jews, is a history of enduring horror and sorrow. The charred skeletons, the diabolical experiments, the death camps, the mass graves, the smoke from the chimneys. In 1933, 9 million Jews lived in 21 countries of Europe that would be occupied by Germany during the war. By 1945, 2 out of every 3 European Jews had been killed by the Nazis. 1.5 million children were murdered. This figure includes more than 1.2 million Jewish children, tens of thousands of gypsy children, and thousands of handicapped children. Yet there were acts of courage and human decency during this time, stories to bear witness to goodness, love, and compassion. What I'm talking about here is a story of an incredible woman and her amazing gift to mankind, Irina Sendler. Now, this name may be unfamiliar to most of you, although it has been discussed recently on several shows. But this remarkable woman defied the Nazis and saved 2,500 Jewish children by smuggling them out of the Warsaw Ghetto. As a health worker, she sneaked these children out between 1942 through 1943 to safe hiding places and found non-Jewish families to adopt them. For many years, Irina Sendler, white-haired, gentle, and courageous, lived a modest existence in a Warsaw apartment. This unsung heroine passed away in May of 2008. Now, you're probably kind of scratching your head wondering why I've revisited this, but kind of bear with me for a second. Her achievement went largely unnoticed for many years. The story was then uncovered by 4 young high school students from the Uniontown High School in Kansas. They were the winners of the 2000 Kansas State National History Day competition by writing a play called Life in a Jar about the heroic actions of Irina Sendler. You see, Irina saved the names of all the 2,500 children that she saved. She put their names in glass jars and buried them. The girls, and obviously they're not girls anymore, Elizabeth Chambers, Megan Stewart, Sabrina Coons, and Janice Underwood, have since gained international recognition along with their teacher, Norman Conrad. The presentation seen in many venues in the United States, which many of you may have seen, and has been popularized on NPR, C-SPAN, and CBS. The students continue their prize-winning dramatic presentation, Life in a Jar. Now, I've reached out to Mr. Conrad, and I'm going to have him on the show a little bit later in the fall to talk about this. And this show is going to start sponsoring Life in a Jar as a sponsored organization. But the reason I bring this up is because I've been doing a lot of thinking around this, and I think it's high time we started celebrating individuals. And by celebrating individuals, I mean anybody out there. Men, women, children, parents, grandparents, whatever you're doing, I'm sure in your local areas, your local neighborhoods, you know of people that are going and doing remarkable and magical things to help their fellow human beings. And I think it's high time we started celebrating. So starting next week, hopefully with a lot of help from you, I'm going to spend several minutes each week discussing the people that, you send in to me. Now, you can send your emails and information and perhaps YouTube videos, whatever you have, you can send them to info@clarity-from-chaos.com. It will get to me. And what we will do is we'll start to compile these, and then we will pick somebody every week and spend a few minutes talking about the accomplishments of the individuals and what they're doing, and start to give some recognition to them. I will also post their information if they allow me to, their YouTubes, whatever they're doing, up on my blog site, Clarity from Chaos. And we'll start celebrating these people. I think it's high time. You never hear about any celebration of all the great things that people are doing out there. And I know there's a lot of marvelous and remarkable things that are being done, but you just don't hear about them because the media, unfortunately, all they want to do is focus on, the destruction of this or the, whatever, nasty, ugly headline that they can use to perhaps draw readers into whatever agenda that they're proposing. And what I'm talking about here is none of that. What I'm talking about here is purely celebrating the individuals that are working in the soup kitchens, the individuals that are boxing up goods for people that are in need, the people that are mentoring children. On our blog site, we sponsor a couple of those organizations already, Open Arms Orphanage in South Africa, the Homeless Youth Connection here in Phoenix. So that's what I'm looking for, folks. And it can be large or small. It doesn't really matter as long as, it's something that's being put forward by anybody to help, us, as a society, and quite frankly, depending on who's listening, we can take this thing globally. Now, I've also been asked by Dr. White to do a television show later on in the fall, and my thought is, and you can drop me a note and let me know if you're interested, but we're going to take a lot of this information and we're going to celebrate it on television. We're going to start putting, putting faces and putting names and start recognizing those individuals that are doing great things. Because obviously, not too many people out there are doing it. So I thought I'd bring that to you. Again, you can send the information to info@clarity-from-chaos.com. You can also go out to my blog site, which is probably an easy way, and you can drop me a comment there with your information as well. And like I said, what I'll do is compile that, and every week we will talk about the achievements of these people. We will start to celebrate it, and I think it'll be a good thing. I really, really do. Now, our guest, Dr. Joanne White, is an internationally acclaimed author, public speaker, certified professional coach, and master teacher. She specializes in innovation, transformation, and empowerment. She's known globally as the Success Doctor. And she gets to the heart of what matters most by using her invaluable success principles to enrich the lives of her clients. Throughout her career, Dr. White has helped millions of individuals and organizations shape their own dreams, overcome adversity, and master their own success in business and in life. She also hosts her own very, very popular radio show called Power Your Life. And she's been featured online in numerous national and international publications, including CNN, Good Housekeeping, WebMD, and more. She's also done several guest appearances on networks like NBC, CBS, Fox, and Voice America. And this accomplished woman has also authored Mastering the Art of Success, The Baby Boomer's Handbook for Women, A Journey Within, Women's Handbook for Self-Improvement, and Sense Your Way to Life Satisfaction. So, like I said, after the break, we will be bringing Dr. White on to talk about her new system called Self-Sustainability, How to Resource Yourself. So it should be a very, very enlightening discussion for all of you to participate. Again, if you'd like to call in, the toll-free number is 1-888-GO-FOR-IT or 1-888-463-6748. Do you feel stuck at work, at home, or just life in general? As the chaos swirls around us on a daily basis, is time for leadership. We here at Clarity from Chaos are very, very proud to welcome People Tech Coaching as our sponsor for this half hour. My good friend Mike Kublin at People Tech has put together a training curriculum aptly titled The Leadership Journey. This curriculum addresses those nagging career and life issues for those just trying to manage themselves or for those already managing others. It's a 12-session hands-on leadership improvement program which will increase your self-awareness, maximize your strength, minimize your weaknesses, and help you understand, coach, and lead others toward shared goals. Leadership is not a one-time event, and learning to become an effective leader takes time, care, and attention. As a general rule, each session you learn and practice the application of a new skill under the guidance of your own personal coach. Mike is so passionate about this training, he now includes a service he calls the Quick Coach, which is a 24/7 online coaching and support tool. It provides access to hundreds of tips, techniques, and practice exercises for you to continue to enhance your journey. When you complete this, some of the things that you will have is an understanding of your leadership style and those of others, how to meet difficult situations head on and how to solve them, which is something we could all use some help with. And most importantly, how to utilize all of your senses to fully listen, something that we're not doing a very good job of. Because I believe, me personally, that all of you out there listening have the ability to lead. And because we're at a point, ladies and gentlemen, that we can truly, truly use all the leaders that we can get, I encourage you to make the call. People Tech Coaching at 1-888-565-9555 or go to their website, which is www.peopletechcoaching.com, and use the word clarity when you talk to them. Rediscover just how great you are and create the life that brings you joy and happiness. Again, it's People Tech Coaching at 1-888-565-9555 or go to their website, www.peopletechcoaching.com, and use the word clarity when you talk to them. You're listening to Clarity from Chaos on Talk Zone Radio.
And now, more Clarity from Chaos on TalkZone.com. Here's Dave Campbell.
Glad you're joining us today. Again, if you'd like to join the show, it's 1-888-463-6748. I am very, very, very pleased to introduce my next guest. As you heard, she's so accomplished. And fortunate for me, a good friend, Dr. Joanne White. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I want to talk about your new program that you've put together. It really kind of has me intrigued, the self-sustainability resource yourself program. Maybe you can give the audience just a kind of a overview of what this is.
Sure. Well, I'm excited about it too, because firstly, we're still putting the pieces together. So it should be, as we speak, the web designer is actually getting it all up, and there's so much to it. So there's been so much talk, Dave, about sustainability, and the widely accepted definition of sustainability is really to take a look at referring to three particular dimensions, economic, social, and environmental, to coordinate those. And sustainability refers to using or developing natural resources without destroying any of the ecological balance of a particular area. So I thought about that, and I thought about, well, how does that apply to us, to our own lives, to be able to sustain ourselves, to be able to function and maintain our own productivity for a prolonged period of time. So I started to work with that concept, and I started to build upon that. And really some exciting things are coming out of it. Because what I did was I thought about developing it, and I developed five spheres of sustainability. And basically, these spheres are health and wellness, social, environmental, and community impact, financial abundance, career and business success, and self-mastery. And the health and wellness one is the one that's being uploaded right now on the website. Because, firstly, if I think health and wellness encompasses everything, healthy relationships, healthy businesses, healthy self. And I know that if we are not healthy, if we are not feeling that we have the ability to really be able to move forward with energy, with clarity, with a feeling of taking care of ourselves and really functioning at this optimal level, this optimal place within ourselves, then it affects everything. And I remember a couple of years ago, I went through an experience wherein I was having some health challenges. And I remember speaking to somebody and saying, you know, when you have some challenges like that, it impacts everything, because I was feeling so vulnerable in other areas. So it wasn't just, okay, so this is one area that needs to be cleared up. It impacted how I was doing in my relationships. It impacted. I remember one time, and I love to speak in front of audiences and work with groups. And I remember one time I really wasn't at my best, and I was thinking, wow, it's just amazing how that really encompasses, as I said, so much. So it's about taking a look at what that means in all of our areas, feeling spiritually connected, feeling focused in our mental self, really feeling healthy and vibrant, and knowing how to utilize our energy and how to create a personal state of balance and wellness and integrity over time, and how to feel socially supported and physically energized. And also, I mean, to me, sustainability and we are so connected, and being able to look at this also in terms of our impact, our environmental imprint on the world is so very, very important. So that's a little bit of an overview. And basically, it's about developing and utilizing your own natural resources with tools that don't destroy or diminish you. Instead, they enhance you to allow you to create more balance, growth, wellness, and joy. And I've created activities and webinars and videos and worksheets to be able to help people go through these different spheres.
One thing that you just mentioned, which intrigues me, is the wellness piece, because that really kind of draws a circle around so many things. And we're not talking here about, you know, the go on a diet, make sure that you exercise kind of thing. We're talking about the entire self, right?
Yes, the entire self.
Like, right.
The health and the wellness of the self in social arenas, physically, because the physicality of it is also important, but also our mental state, our emotional state, how we are living and acting and being in the world and living that self-sustainable lifestyle. And again, since I believe that we're all so very connected, it's not dismissing the impact on other people or the interrelationships that we have with other people and with the environment and with all the living beings within it.
Yeah, I was going to say, in today's environment, it's extremely difficult for people to stay connected with their self because there's so many external influences right now, and people are with the technology and everything, people are having a hard time, because I talk about it constantly, a hard time from backing away from a lot of the white noise and listening to their own inner voice. Does this program kind of help with that as well?
Well, there are some guided meditations that actually help you go within, so going within the silence that you're talking about. And there's a webinar on self-awareness, because like you're saying, you have to be able to get in touch with yourself. So I so very, very strongly agree with what you're saying. And getting in touch with yourself is knowing who you are, knowing how you affect the world, knowing what your strengths are, your gifts are, knowing how to be able to access those gifts and also access that inner knowledge. I do a lot of teaching at Camden County College. I teach some alternative classes in terms of teaching people how to access that inner voice and how to actually access their intuitive and psychic power. So I think that, again, the whole person, we are so multidimensional, and we have so many ways of expressing ourselves and living and actualizing ourselves and being living the divinity that I believe is also within us as well as external. And so it is about getting in touch with that in a very large way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's very, very important. And you know, today and in today's environment, it's probably more important than it's ever been that people start focusing back, you know, looking in the mirror and focusing, you know, back at the self and encouraging and doing those things to reignite the self, the individual, as opposed to just being part of this group, this herd mentality, herd thing that's seems to be going on. So,
you know, you'd be so amazed that most people kind of shy away from really looking at who they are. And
right.
And I'm actually getting ready to present a presentation next week at an international conference, and I hope these people aren't listening yet, but one of the questions I'm going to ask them, I hope they listen after, is who are you? Do you know who you really are? And
right.
That question demands such an attentiveness to all the dimensionalities that we are and how we are in the world and how we impact others, and also what we're doing. Most people don't know their impact on other people or what their words are saying, how they're conveying themselves, and all of that is very key. And what you said is so important too, and that is really getting in touch, and I believe this, Dave, so wholeheartedly, really getting in touch with that inner voice, because oftentimes the chatter is not just external. There's so much internal chatter that we don't really pay attention to the messages. And I like to tell people that we live in this incredibly interactive, incredibly responsive universe that really can pay attention to our questions, to our concerns, if firstly we know how to ask them, and secondly we know how to retrieve and figure out where the answers are, because the answers are there for the taking.
Right. No, I agree. And I think the whole idea of self, you know, that we're addressing here is so, so very fundamental and so very, very important, because I think people have, and I hate to say the word sold out, because that's not really what it is, because I think they've been convinced of a lot of things just through all of this marketing and everything else. And I think the message that you bring and everything to folks helps them start to, you know, pare it back and to listen and start to rediscover, start to remember who they are and what they are and what a magnificent, creative person, individual that they are.
You know, you're right. It definitely is a rediscovery, because at some point within us, we knew that, and oftentimes we shy away from it. To give credit to what's happening, though, there is a paradigm shift, and there are lots of people who, I'm going to say the word awakened, who are awakened and who are searching and craving this information and finding ways to really access their own personal power, and not just for personal use, but again,
right. Yeah.
I believe that how we are, how we behave is going to affect our planet, is going to affect what happens here. And so we have to be able to do that within the context of something larger than ourselves, even though we're looking within. But again, not forgetting that you and I are connected, and we're connected to something much more than just ourselves. We're connected to one another. We're connected to the planet. We're connected to something greater. And it just goes on and on. And there's no way to separate that.
No, there isn't. When we come back from the break, Joanne, we'll talk some more about the self-sustainability and the resource yourself component. You're listening to Clarity from Chaos on Talk Zone Radio.
This is Clarity from Chaos on TalkZone.com with your host, Dave Campbell.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the conversation. We're talking to Dr. Joanne White and her new program that she's rolling out right now called Self-Sustainability Resourcing Yourself. If you'd like to join the show, it's 1-888. Go for it. 1-888-463-6748. Joanne, let's talk a little bit about you've got a statement called be unstoppable energy in motion.
the old
Tasmanian devil, you know, the whirling dervish, you know.
You know, it's interesting. I once studied with the Sufis and learned how to actually do that. And and what happens is, as you're moving around and around, it's a really meditative state. You have to keep a focus on a point because you are whirling and you lose sense of self, which is kind of like what meditation is, but it's through movement, and it was incredibly powerful to do so. So that's so much for the whirling dervishes.
You know, I did something like that back in the 60s, but that's time for another show. Okay, so let's talk about unstoppable energy.
Okay, so part of the first sphere, the health and wellness sphere, is to take a look at energy. And I'm also an energy master teacher. So to me, everything is energy. And science has caught up to a lot of the metaphysical aspects of that. So energy is your energy, I'm energy, we all living things are energy. Everything is about energy. So it's about how do you maximize that energy, and how do you actually be able to tap into that strength and also tap into being able to utilize that energy and bring into your life what you choose to, what you desire, as well as being able to positively affect others with energy. So there are ways to do that. And I don't know if many people, many of your listeners know, but emotions like happiness, like gratitude, like love, whatever, those emotions carry a higher resonance. It's not about good or bad. It's just that they carry a higher resonance, and so that they impact things much more, I'm going to use the word positively, but so they impact things in a greater way. And emotions like anger and frustration and worry and envy have a lower resonance, and they actually deplete us. So let's say you and I were having an angry conversation. We would come away from it really feeling our energy. If we were to have some measurement of our energy would be affected, and it would actually be at a lower rate, vibrational lower rate. If we were, and you and I do this so well, if we were laughing and talking and really enjoying one another and being grateful for our friendship and for who we are, that resonance would be increasing. And what's so beautiful is that it affects so many other people. So you and I could be in a room, Dave, and we're talking and we're feeling upbeat and we're sending out, unbeknownst to us, unless we're doing it really
purposely,
specifically,
right.
Or purposely,
right.
But we're sending out that energy to other people. And so it's kind of contagious but it's contagious in a way that it's really energetically contagious, and they're feeling good and they're benefiting from it and they're vibrating at this higher resonance. So I think that's very, very important, because look what we could do. Look at the possibilities that has for our planet, for interaction with other people, for even communities, for countries, if we were on that same page.
Mm-hmm. You know, interestingly, and I know this is probably a little bit of field, but, you know, Einstein's general theory, you know, the E equals MC squared,
mm-hmm.
You know, matter can be solved, you know, obviously by dividing energy with the speed of light. So, and I know this is probably way out there, but what we're talking about here literally is, you know, the greater energy that you exhibit, you at some point could actually reach where your energy is creating matter. And I know that's a little bizarre, and I know people are going, well, where's the damn off switch on the radio or on the internet or whatever? Because, you know, this guy's obviously stepped off the curb here. But there is an impact there. And I think, you know, what you said is very, very true, is that, you know, you start to get more and more people with more and more positive energy. Only good is going to come out of that, right? You know, I think if you look at things in general right now, you know, people are, you know, probably focused on the trash can as opposed to the flower bed with all the roses in it. And I think if we can, you know, shift that, I think it would have a remarkable impact.
Well, I totally agree. And what I know, and I don't know the numbers, Dave, but I know that X amount of people, if they were vibrating at this higher resonance, they actually could affect many, many, many people. Again, I don't know the numbers on the planet. So right. It may not take everybody awakened to be able to shift things, but it needs some particular number to be able to move everybody into this place of really positive, really upbeat resonance, wherein we are making some incredible changes and sustaining our lives and sustaining our planet and sustaining our relationships in such a very profound and beautiful way.
Yep.
Also, energy, you know, I also talk about vitality and what are you doing in terms of expending your energy? How are you spending your energy? And of course, there are energy drains, like you and I were talking about, people that kind of are negative or constantly mm-hmm. want to see the misery rather than the flowers, as you suggested. And so we have to take a look at who are those people in your life? Are those the people that are in your inner circle that you're constantly engaged with? And if that's so, they're bringing you down, and maybe you have to shift that, and maybe you have to figure out how to bring more people in who are vibrating at that upbeat energy with you. So again, not only are you affecting yourself, but that energy is going out in such a larger outpouring way.
Right. Oh, I know, and I know you know. I mean, there are people you can stand next to and you feel like they're a black hole, that they're just sucking the very life out of you. And, you know, unfortunately, I think, you know, a lot of people need, like you just said, they need to back away from that. They need to back away from the water cooler, and they need to start to default to their higher thoughts, you know, their more positive thoughts, and quit making the choices to engage in the negative and start making choices to engage in the positive.
I'm going to take it one step further, because I totally agree with you, and I've looked at a lot of research in the last year when I was putting together my Joy ebook and also creating this self-sustainability resource yourself system. And the mind and the thoughts are incredibly powerful, but the heart, the emotions, yep. and the heart is actually even more powerful, and it can actually affect the thought processes. It can
sure.
affect the brain. It can affect the way we think. It can affect so much that we do. It can affect the other aspects, or other organs of the body, and its electromagnetic field is so many times larger and more extensive than the brain, than the mind. So again, where are you living? Not you per se, but our listeners, where are we living right now? Where are you living with your emotions, and what are you doing with your emotions? And I'm not saying don't get angry. I'm not saying don't have a day where you're in a funk. What I'm saying is pay attention to it and
right.
recognize, and that's part of that self-awareness piece, and recognize when you're there and know that you have a choice, because you can dwell there for the next 24 hours or 48 hours, or you can say, okay, I'm angry, I'm disappointed, I'm discouraged, whatever, and I know that that's affecting me, and I also know that it's sending out messages and energy out to other people, and okay, so I need to get over it, or maybe I need to do something and kind of challenge that or channel that energy, that lower vibrational energy, into something that allows me to get out of it, to feel better, and to recognize that things can be okay. And some of that is, as you said, shifting our thoughts as well. So I think the heart and the mind work so beautifully together when we recognize that they both impact one another, and you need to be able to be conscious about what you're putting out there in the world, not only in your thoughts, and thoughts are incredibly powerful, but also in your body. I was watching something on this incredible spiritual show the other day, and it was really about teaching us that kind of like mindfulness, teaching us to really be able to take a look at those thoughts rather than allow ourselves to get really caught up in them and caught up in the emotionality of them, but take a look at them. And when I teach meditation to people, Dave, sometimes I say, and this comes from not necessarily from me, I've modified it a little bit, but to take a look at the thoughts. When you're in meditation, it's not always easy to quiet the mind. It takes a lot of practice to be able to do so. But to be able to take a look at those thoughts, and I say, imagine that those thoughts are drifting away on a cloud, or, you know, sometimes just on the air or whatever, so that you're seeing them, you're recognizing what they are, but you're not allowing any kind of emotional attachment to them that keeps you stuck in that energy. And you're just seeing them float away and float away and float away to be able to keep you in the present moment and not shift you to whatever angst or whatever that particular thought meant, or which oftentimes doesn't mean a lot of anything.
Yeah, right. Do you mind? Can you stay for just a few more minutes?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Because there's a thing I would really like you to discuss with the audience, and that is, and I'm sure that this affects everybody, is a system to create more abundance and success, whatever that abundance and success might be. I think it's important that we talk about it and let the listeners hear, you know, some insight. You're listening to Clarity from Chaos on Talk Zone Radio.
This is Clarity from Chaos on TalkZone.com with your host, Dave Campbell.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Joanne White, and we're talking about her program, Self-Sustainability and Resource Yourself. So, Joanne, let's talk about what we had mentioned before the break, techniques to elevate your energy and resonance. Systems to create more abundance and success.
Well, firstly, I want to talk about abundance. Abundance is not necessarily financial abundance. Now, within this system, we are going to talk about financial abundance too. But again, even that is about flow, the flow of energy. Money is really energy. So if you are, and I know a lot of people, I work with clients who get very worried about, well, how am I going to be able to pay my bills? And how am I going to be able to do this? And they get so focused on their financial woes or financial concerns that, again, they forget that they have the ability through energy, and that they are this tremendous energy source, to be able to shift that thinking and shift those feelings, as we've been talking about earlier, to really be able to create more abundance. And abundance is also about feeling a sense of fulfillment within, feeling that you're living on track, you're living on purpose. Also, creating a sense of financial freedom. And since we're talking about sustainability, they're also in everything about these five spheres is about a sense of responsibility. So if I'm creating, I remember a friend and I were once talking and saying, if we were the millionaires of the world, what we would do with it? We wouldn't just lavish ourselves. Yeah, we would certainly take care of ourselves and the people that we love, but we would do so much more with it. And we would look at it in terms of generosity. Look at it into, so one of the opposites of greed is generosity. And so it's really important to be able to recognize that we have the ability to be in a place of wealth creation. And again, wealth is about feeling that you have relationships and people around you that are caring, that are loving, that support you, feeling that you're able to tap into that inner source that we talked about very early on, feeling that you also have the ability, the energy, and the finances to spread that to other people, to do good in the world, as well as to take care of yourself. So what are we doing when we when we're practicing that sense of fear or diminishing returns? We are living in the energy of lack. We are living in the energy of, well, I don't know how to, I can't do that. Well, how am I going to pay? Da, 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 da. And we've all been stuck there at one time or another. Well, I don't know about all of us, but many, many people have.
Well, I think you're probably right. I think everybody has been stuck there at some point in their life, or maybe stuck there now. Stuck there, obviously, when you're starting out. Got caught up in the downturn over the last few years and are starting over or whatever. But, I think everybody's experienced it to some extent.
I agree. So it's, again, taking a look at the energy impact of to abundance and making strategic decisions and also financial investments that pay off, but also are taking care of others. There is so much going on in terms, there are so many companies lately that I've actually researched that are doing so much to take care of other countries and also this country to help people become entrepreneurs, to be able to teach people how to furnish their own businesses, to support themselves. And there are many programs like this. And I think that's part of, again, recognizing that we're part of this larger system of interconnection. And as I profit, you profit. If we're not thinking so much about that sense of greed, and as I become wealthy, and again, I'm not necessarily talking about financial wealth, but as I become wealthy and I feel good and I feel empowered, I'm able to spread that to so many more people who in turn can do that as well and be able to shift that poverty consciousness to that sense of abundance.
You know, it's interesting because I think, you know, everybody bemoans where we're at and everything else. And I think the fastest, at least my personal opinion, the fastest way to make a shift is for everybody to become a mentor to another person. And it doesn't have to be anything extraordinary. It just has to be allowing your truth and your experience and your wisdom to be, you know, to be part of and help with another person. Now, you know, parent mentoring their children, children mentoring other children. I just think the fastest way to make a societal shift is through this mentoring and, you know, is this, you know, stuff like you're doing. It's just so important.
Yeah, you know, mentoring is, I totally agree with you. Mentoring on both sides, if you're, and I've been a mentor to, and I still am to many people. And I've also had someone, actually several people mentor me. And right. The rewards of both of them are so wonderful. You feel so special. And again, you're able to spread that to other people. And it's about lending that helping hand. Again, we're not isolated. We're here to be able to reach out to other people. And we've seen evidence of that during catastrophes like Hurricane Katrina, I mean, and Sandy and all of that stuff. And so we've seen people just rise up to the occasion. Even there are some people in my community right now who are looking at some people who are having very difficult times. And what they've done is they've gotten together and raised money and support to help these people in need. That's sort of a way of reaching inside, recognizing that the interrelatedness, the profound relationship and responsibility that we have to ourselves and to one another, and to be able to help people. Mentoring is a piece of that. And it's, again, I think it's so profound, and it allows people to shift and to take a moment to pause and to say, what's really valuable here? Where, and humanity needs to be able to recognize that what is valuable is being able to reach out, as you say, through mentoring, or to reach out through when people are going through adversity, to reach out to, yesterday I was at the gym, and there was a man in who was in a wheelchair, and it's been really hot here.
Don't even go there.
So there he was. I went into the gym. I was there for an hour, and I came out, and he was still there and just waiting. And I said, are you okay? Because it was really hot. He said, yeah, I'm waiting for my ride. I said, do you need a phone? He said, no, I'm just out here early. I said, it's really hot. He said, well, I've been going in and out. But the point is to be able to see, well, is he okay? Does he need help? And not just because he was in a wheelchair, but just because there was somebody that was in the same place from
right.
the beginning of when I went in to when I went out. And it seemed like, well, maybe I need to ask. Maybe I need to find out if I could do something for this man and help him with his, get on with his day.
Right. Joanne, unfortunately, we're out of time. Everybody, if you'd like to get a hold of Dr. White, her website is www.drjoannewhite.com. You can go out to her website and you can see her self-sustainability resource yourself component that she's got on her website, plus a lot of other fabulous programs and stuff like that. Joanne, thanks so much for spending some time with me.
Dave, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me, and have a blessed day.
You too. Okay, everybody, that kind of closes us up for the this week. Like I said, send your information about the Celebrate the Individual campaign that I'm starting. Have a fabulous week, and we'll be here next week. Take care.